my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. And while you're turning there, I do want to thank everyone who participated in the setup for the picnic yesterday. Thank you all so much for your support. We had a good time. It was hot outside, but we had a good time. So thank you all for planning and setting up, and those who came out to help. We truly, truly appreciate it. Amen. Also, next Sunday, if you can just write down so I won't forget this. I know we had people to sign up several weeks ago who wanted to sing in a choir. The choir. I want to get a thought of Word of Knowledge Ministries choir. So next week, turn me down in the house a little bit, please. Next week, we're going to have our first choir meeting, okay? First choir meeting. Just turn the buses down a little bit. First choir meeting after the service. If you still want to sing in the choir, be a member of the choir, then it's your time. Next Saturday, I'm looking for a choir director. If you ever directed a choir, or you have the gift to direct the choir, I need you. Amen. I want to go ahead and get this choir going so we can continue to praise and worship the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Can you just call, I might need to call one of the audio people back because I got a lot of feedback. As a matter of fact, here you go right here. Amen, amen, amen. I'm an audio person myself. I keep forgetting about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, here we go. There you go right there. Amen. There you go. I'll let you know what the problem was. Amen. She's always helping. She helps out in so many areas. I mean, she got more areas. I just turned the main down a little bit. She helps out in so many areas. Now, other people help out as well. Don't nobody get mad with Pastor Ron, Don't get mad, But Elder Larissa helps out in so many areas. She's not loud. She's quiet. She don't say a whole lot. But behind the scenes, she does so many things. And that's one of the reasons I want other people to get involved. Number one, so we can take some of the things off of her plate. Well, what about some of your ministers, Pastor? Well, they have things going on, too. Amen. They have things to do, too. But I want to take some things off of her plate because she has so many things going on. She never complained. She always volunteered, Pastor, I got it. I'd be like, nah, you're doing too much already, So that's why I think everyone who comes to a church anywhere should get involved in something because it's so much to do in the body of Christ. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So thank you so much, Elder. Even audio. Audio, video. She used to sing in praise and worship a long time ago because she knew we needed a praise and worship singer. Amen. And she was the only singer that I ever seen that when she sang, she had a mic way down here. Amen. And I used to tease her about that. But hey, at least she was on the stage. Amen. Amen. So she does so many things. So thank you so much, Elder. Amen. All right. Are y'all still okay? Are you sure? Matthew chapter 7. Let's look at verse number 13. The Bible says, just turn me down some more in the house. I don't know what's going on with y'all know how wild this is, right? Sometimes wild is it does what it wants to do. Verse 13, the Bible says, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight, the word straight means narrow. I'm just going to say narrow, Because narrow is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life. And few there be that find it. Verse 15 says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Amen? Amen. So Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 20 is a continuation of a sermon that Jesus taught on the side of a mountain in Galilee, known to many of us as the Sermon on the Mount, okay? This is a continuation that he taught to his disciples and to the multitude of people, okay? He taught it to his disciples and to the multitude of people, amen? And his focus on verses 13 to 20 is on is on choosing the right path of life, okay? Choosing the right path of life. Because how many of you know, just the fact that it says right path, there's also a wrong path. Because if there was not a wrong path, I wouldn't say right path, I would just say path. Y'all still with me? So his focus is on us choosing the right path of life and the kind of people who can lead us down the wrong path, okay? The kind of people who can lead us down the wrong path of life if we are not tuned in to what the truth is. If we are not tuned in to the truth, there are people who can lead us down the wrong path of life, but Jesus wants us to be led down the right path of life. Are y'all still with me? And in the scriptures, he identified who these people are who will lead us down the wrong path of life if we don't know what the truth is. Y'all still with me this morning, okay? He identified the kind of people they are and tells us that we will be able to know them and we will be able to know if their doctrine is true or not based on the truth that we should know. Have I lost anybody? Now, before I get too deep into the message, let me give you the title of the message because a lot of people like to write the title up front. I normally write the title once I finish the lesson, but I'm going to give it to you up front. The title is called The Gate That Leads to Destruction. The Gate That Leads to Destruction. Are y'all still with me? Because we see here in the scriptures that Jesus Christ identified two different paths of life, okay? Two different ways to travel in life, amen. And he revealed to us that one of the path will lead to destruction and the other path will lead to abundant life. You know the abundant life that Jesus Christ died so we could have? He said he died, he came to give us life and life more abundantly. So one of the paths will lead us down to destruction or death. And another path would lead us to receiving abundant light. So there are two ways to travel. If you look again in your scriptures, we find out that the two ways to travel is number one, the narrow through the narrow gate or the straight gate. Okay, verse 13 tells us, "Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." Y'all still with me? So there is the narrow gate and there is the wide gate. There's a narrow gate and there's the wide gate. And listen to this. I know you already know this because you all are smarter than I am because I am the least common denominator on a computer screen. I'm the least icon. There is a difference between the narrow gate and the wide gate. I know you all already know that. There is a difference between the narrow gate and the wide gate, and Jesus Christ never tells us to take the wide gate. He said, take the narrow gate. Because once again, the wide gate will lead to destruction. The narrow gate will lead to abundant life, not just when you die, but right here on this earth today. Have I lost anybody? Okay? Amen. And many people chooses the wide gate. And the reason why they choose the wide gate is because they can see with their natural eyes, okay? They can see with their natural eyes that the gate is wide, and because the way the gate is wide, there are so many different ways or they have so much more room to maneuver if they go through that gate because it's wide. They can see that with their eyes. But I'm reminded today that the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, that we walk by what? Faith. And not by what? Sight. So a lot of times we can't go by what we see. Because, you know, things may seem like they're the right way. Because that's the way they look. But how many of you know that just because they may seem like it's the right way, it might not be the right way? They said, well, you know, everybody else going this way, so it must be something about this way, so I'm going that way. No. Because just because everybody else is going that way, that might be the way that you don't want to go. Y'all still with Pastor Ron this morning. Okay? You can't do what everybody else do. Okay? Just because it's wide, it seems like it's more room to maneuver. It seems like I got more breathing room. Sometimes you might not want to go that way. Once again, Jesus said choose the narrow way. So they go by what they see with their eyes, and because they see that the gate is wide, that leads, okay, you know, you got to go into the gate. The gate is wide, and there's more room in there. A lot of people choose to go that way because, once again, they have more room to operate. But once again, I'm reminded that the Bible tells us we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So it seems to them that the wide gate is the right way to travel through in life, okay? Because there are so many more opportunities if I go that way. Y'all still with me? There are so many ways, okay? So it's the right gate to go through, and it's the right road to travel on because I have so many more opportunities because it just looks like it's the better way. But once again, sometimes looks can be deceiving. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. You know, in relationships, sometimes people meet people, and in one person's eye, they say, oh, that's a good-looking person. The other person's eye, oh, they ugly. So what might be good to some might be ugly to others. So we can't do things that's just because other people say it. We got to see it ourselves. Y'all still with me? Yeah, people. A lot of times people get into marriage and relationship because of the way a person look. And they play that role all the way until you get mad. And then when you get mad, all of a sudden, you're not the same person I married. Oh, yes, they are. Okay, I'm getting away from marriage. Y'all still with me? Amen. So the wild game might not be the right way, but also it seems like it's the right way. It might not be, because I want you to go over to Proverbs chapter 14. I want to show you something here. Proverbs chapter 14. And for those of you who are, this is your first time at Word of Knowledge, this is a teaching ministry. You know, we just teach the Word of God, and we show scripture because I like to show scripture to show people what I'm saying, because a lot of times when you go to churches, the pastor say something and people are like, amen, and they don't even know that it's true. They're just going by because the pastor said it. That's why when I was in church, I ain't learned nothing. All I learned is if I ain't do right, I'm going to hell. I had no knowledge, none whatsoever. And then when I rededicated my life to Jesus in 1993, I said, hey, I would never turn back no more. I prayed, I asked God, can you please delete my hard drive? I ain't say it that way. I said, I want to forget everything I learned. How many of you know I ain't learning much, so I ain't have too much to forget? And I said, I want to start over. I want to get into your word. I pray, God, that you lead me somewhere where I can receive the word. I've heard all the hooping and hollering. I've seen all the other stuff. You know, people do what they want to do. I holler sometimes too. But I didn't learn nothing. I want the word of God, okay? I want to learn something. And God honored my prayer, and that's why I'm standing before you today teaching the word of God, because it was only the word of God that changed my life. The praise team didn't change my life. Fasting didn't change my life. Doing all that other stuff didn't change my life. What changed my life was I got into the Word of God and I learned more about Jesus. I learned more about God. I learned more about the Holy Spirit. And in learning more about them, I learned more about myself. I learned that I need Jesus and I need the Word. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen. I'm going to clap with you because I'm excited. I chose that route. Amen. Hallelujah. So in Proverbs chapter 14, are you all there yet? Look at verse 12 says. Look at verse 12 says. Look at what verse 12 says. It says, there is a way. Do y'all see that? It says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man. Y'all see that? But the end of the way that seemeth right to the man are the ways of what? Death. It may seem like it's right, but it might not be right. So I can't go by what things seem like. I need to go by what the Word of God tells me to do. Because what it seems like might get me in a whole lot of trouble. Are y'all still with me? So once again, just because it may seem like the wide way or the wide gate, they have more options to move around in, it's the right way, it might not be. It may seem like it, but it might, and according to Jesus, it will lead us to destruction. Y'all still with me? Because once again, I want to remind you of what 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says. It says, for we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. Because the things that are seen are temporary or temporal, and the things that are not seen are everlasting or eternal. Y'all still with me? So just because I see it, it might not be what it looks like. That's why I can't follow the crowd. I must follow Jesus. I can't even follow my best friends because they're my best friend. They're still not Jesus. I'm going to give you an example in the Bible. Are y'all still with me? So Jesus said, once again, back in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said in verse 13 that the wide gate will lead to destruction. And he said many people end up on the wide gate. They end up on there. And they are being destroyed every day. Amen. But then again, there's the narrow way. The second way. There's the narrow way. The narrow gate. And look at what the Bible says about that narrow gate. It says in verse number 13 again, Jesus said, that's the way you need to go in. Enter ye in the straight gate or narrow gate. Okay. For the wide gate and for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. He said, and many there be to find it. And 14 said, because the straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Like I said, if I want to receive, if I want to have everlasting life, a life of abundance, a life of victory in this earth, I have to do it God's way. Listen to this. I must follow God's instructions and not man's instructions, unless man's instructions line up with God's instructions. Okay? I must follow God's instructions. Amen. So we see that based on the teaching of Jesus, not Pastor Ron, based on the teachings of Jesus, okay, that the narrow gate or the narrow way is the way that we need to go if we want to enjoy this life on earth in abundance. That's the way to go. It's the only way to go. Not destruction, but abundant life, okay? I must take the narrow way, okay? Well, Pastor, why is that? Why must I take the narrow way? Well, let me tell you why. Because there are many people who try to enter into the narrow gate, but they follow the rules of the wide gate, and they think they are going towards life, and they are going towards destruction. Because they try to go through the narrow gate with the wide gate rules. And we'll talk about the rules in a few minutes. You cannot go to the through the narrow gate. I cannot go through the narrow gate using the rules of the wide gate. Y'all still with me? I can't do it. Now, I can, but if I try to go through the wide gate first to get to the narrow gate, I will end up in a state of being stolen from, killed, and destroyed. In other words, death. Why? Because I'm trying to cheat to get to the narrow gate through the wide gate when all I need to do is just go through the narrow gate. Hell, I'm going to try. I know what they say, but I'm going to try to go this way first because go ahead. Because that's what people do. Every way seems right to a man or woman. It may seem right, but it's not the right way. I have to use, listen to this, the narrow gate rules. R-U-L-E-S, North Carolina, I may say words, you may not, what do you say? Rules. I have to use the rules of the narrow gate in order to receive this abundant life that Jesus is talking about. I can't go through the wide gate just because everybody else is going. Because once again, the wide gate, the wide path leads to what? Destruction. Thank you. I'm so glad y'all paying attention to me this morning. Amen. Destruction. I can't do it. Once again, cannot go through the wide gate to get to the narrow gate. I just need to go in and go through the narrow gate. But Pastor, what's the gate? What? Don't worry. Just hold your horses. Hold your questions. I'm going to answer all your questions this morning. Amen. So we see once again, I said this already, the narrow gate is not the wide gate. The wide gate is not the narrow gate. I have to make a decision. It's decision time. I have to figure out what gate I want to go to. For some reason, I think one of these buses is, that's okay. I'm going to stand back when I talk. One of the buttons, it's just one of the buttons in the back. Somebody probably turned one of the buttons. They ain't had no reason to turn. They just turned it anyway. Is that one right there? But it's okay. Don't worry about it. Y'all still with me on this lesson? Amen. All right. Okay. Well, Pastor, what's the big idea about the gates? Listen, the wide gate leads to destruction because the wide gate is the gate of death, because when people go through the wide gate, they follow the standards of the world instead of the standards of God. They're following worldly standards instead of godly standards. And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12 to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our what? Mind. And when you read Romans 12, the verse is saying that's something that we need to do. See, sometimes people want God to do everything. No, God has already done everything. Now he tells us how to receive his blessings. The Bible says you, it don't say you don't see the word you in there, but it says present your body a living sacrifice, holy. Somebody say holy. Holy forever. We sing the song of one. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or spiritual service. Okay? It says you do it. You present your. If you don't present it, it will not be presented. So it's something we need to do. And then it says, and be not conformed to this world's system, the system of lying, stealing, cheating, taking shortcuts, okay? The world's standards, the world's way. Be not conformed to this world, but you be transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind. You renew your mind. If you don't renew your mind, if I do not renew my mind, it will not be renewed. Right. Father, I pray that you will renew my mind. No, he's not going to do it. Listen, he gave you a mind. We have to do something. Once we accept that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, we receive a new spirit. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, all things are passed away. All things have become new. Now we have to do something with the mind. We have to do something with the body. Well, what do we need to do with it? We need to change it. We need to get the word of God on the inside of it. We need to get the word of God on the inside of our mind, because when we have the word of God on the inside of our mind by way of the heart. Y'all still with me? When we have the word of God on the inside of our mind by way of the heart, when Satan comes with all of his lies, we have something to measure his lies against. And it's called the truth. And the Bible tells us in John 8:31 that you shall know the truth if you continue in the word, and the truth that you know will do what? No, I don't say no sad, it says make you free. Make you free. I like to say make, that's what King James say. And the reason why I like make is because if it sets you free, then somebody can come and change your set. You could be on channel 2, they turn you to channel 15. Now, okay, I'm moving on. Amen. See? So we must know the truth. But I can't follow the worldly standards. I have to follow godly standards. Because worldly standards will get me in trouble. It will lead to destruction. Y'all still with me? So worldly standards. Number one, living by the world's way. I know God said this, but my friend told me this. See, there you go. Because on that wide path, that wide road, there are too many opinions. And everybody want to give instructions on which way to go. Y'all still with me? People have their own opinions on the world is standing, the wide road. And we have Christians who are listening to everybody. They listen to everybody. This person said this. This person said that. They said that they who? I always say, what's they's last name? Everybody says, you know, they say, who is they? If my wife, she'd tell you, man, tell me something, I'm always doing research. She said, you don't trust nobody. You don't believe nobody. I said, no, I want to find out what, I want to check it out for myself. So you got to check out everything, don't you? Yeah. Because I might do something they say, and then guess what? I'm dead because they said it. Well, Lord, I'm dead. How did you get here so early? It wasn't your time. Because they told me, God. Well, no. I want to know what the word, I want to know what God says. I tried that. Brian, I tried what they said a long time ago, and I was lost in sin. I want to know what God said. Y'all still with me? So there are so many opinions. Everybody want to give instructions. If I was you, I would do it different. No, they would not. If they was you, they would do it the same way you do it. And a lot of times people give their opinions and they give instructions. And listen to this. They will even quote scriptures to you where the Bible says, if you trust in the Lord, and they're not even doing it. Christians, man, I'm telling you, man, Christians, we something else. Can quote every book in the Bible, and when it comes to time, when Satan starts using that frying pan to hit us upside the head, we don't even know what to do. Well, what we need to do what the Word of God tells us to do. So you can't worry about all these opinions, because there's only one opinion that counts. And that opinion is found on the narrow way, or the narrow street, or the narrow road. I'll get to it in a minute. Y'all still with me? You know, the world is standards, okay? People are more committed to the things of man instead of being committed to the things of God. The world is standards. Listen to this. Okay. I'm gonna look at this when I talk. Can I look at this? Because I don't want nobody to think I'm talking about this. Y'all know how people are in church. They were talking about me. Amen. Most people, most people go to work on time, don't they? Y'all already know what I'm gonna say, so I ain't gonna even say it. I just wanna remind everyone that service starts here at 10 o'clock. Work started at 7:30, everybody's on time. Church starts at 10 o'clock. Okay, I'm moving on. Amen. Y'all still with me? Amen. I think everybody get the point. I don't want to make nobody feel bad. But I think if we go to work on time, we should show up at church on time. Amen. Work is 5 days a week. Church is only, 2 days of the week. But once again, committed to man's way But a lot of people are not committed to God. I'm not putting anybody on the spot. I'm talking about me too. You know, well, this word's for me also. Committed to man's way, but when it comes to God's stuff, but when we get in trouble, I'm doing a lot of walking back and forth today. When we get in trouble, Father, in Jesus' name, your word says. Now we want to tell him what his word says. When he's been telling us what his word says, and we, why? Because we follow worldly standards instead of godly standards. Y'all still with me this morning? Number one, a lot of people have a lack, listen to this, the world system, the wide road, people you find on the wide road, they have a lack of spiritual, y'all hear me? Spiritual self-discipline. They have a lack of spiritual self-discipline. They come out with these New Year's resolutions. I'm going to serve God more. I'm going to get closer to him. He's the head of my life. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I remember a song that was out years ago. Some of y'all going to remember this. The song was like, talking loud and saying nothing. Y'all still with me? Okay. They come up with these resolutions, but then what we do is something else come up in this world, in life, to cause us not to give God the time that we said we're going to give him. That's a lack of spiritual self-discipline. Happens all the time. Y'all still with me? Another thing, worldly standards. We sacrifice more to the things of the world than we do to the things of God. Worldly standards. And those are the kind of people that are found on the wide road, the wide path. And Jesus says that the wide path leadeth to destruction. Why? Because we put the things of the world before the things of God. That's not the Christian way. Are y'all still with me? But the narrow gate leads to abundant life. Why? Because it represents living by godly standards instead of worldly standards. The narrow path. Once again, I read it, you don't have to. Jesus says, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in there. He says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Okay? Okay? Godly standards. Godly standards. Number one, we're living God's way instead of the world's way. Regardless of what CNN says, or ABC, or NBC, or CDC, or whatever y'all look at, or we listen to, regardless of what it says, what did God say? Don't you know that COVID caught a lot of us by surprise? But don't you also know that God knew that COVID was going to come? Because the Bible says God knows the end before the beginning. He knows everything. He's all-knowing. He's God. So, I'm going to trust in him more than I trust in what anyone else says. Well, nobody knew it was coming. Oh, yes, they did. And guess what? Other people knew too, but they didn't say nothing. See, things don't just happen. Well, that's a coincidence. No, things happen. Whatever things happen that we call a coincidence, God already knew they were going to happen. That's why he tells us in Proverbs 3:5, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. He will do it. He will do it. Why? Because he loves us with an unconditional love. See, we need to follow the instructions of God instead of following the instructions and opinions of people. did God say? What's God's opinion of us? He said, number one, we're more than conquerors. He didn't even say we were conquerors. He said we're more of than conquerors through Christ Jesus. He says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. People be complaining about my eye too big. No, what did God say? He created you. I wish my nose wasn't so long. God made your nose long. Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just telling the truth. God created us. I wish I looked like that person. No, you don't know what's going on in that person's life. They may be miserable. Can't go by what you see. I can't go by what I see. Man told me a long time ago, he used to come to my house when I was young, you know. They used to drink, a little alcohol. You know, sometimes people get a little tipsy when they drink alcohol. Amen. He used to get halfway drunk, man, and be like, jump the devil. I'm looking for the devil. That's what somebody used to always say out of his mouth. So he has given me instructions that the devil is in the house. I'm looking for him. I was a little kid. I didn't know better, And he always would say it after he got drunk. So maybe the devil was jumping up into him. I don't know. God's instructions, God's opinion. That's what counts, Christians. Stop beating yourself up. Just because stop beating yourself because you don't look like somebody else or whatever. Don't beat yourself up. God says you are fearfully wonderfully made. See, God don't see man. The Bible tells us that. He don't see us like man sees man. God looks at the heart. We go at what we see. God looks at the heart. Have I lost anybody? Okay. When we go on the narrow road, we have spiritual self-discipline. Once again, we do what God says other than what we want to do. Regardless of how things look in the natural, if God said it, I'm going to do it. I may not understand it. I may not know the outcome. I've never done it before. But if God says to do it, we need to do it. Why? Because once again, he knows the ending before the beginning. He's not going to tell us to do anything that we can't do. Why? Because he's God. He loves us. Y'all still with me? Once again, when we're on the narrow path, then we are presented about a living sacrifice. Okay? We're not making sacrifices to man, we're making sacrifices to God. Because when we call ourselves Christians, when people see us and we're still acting the same way we acted before we accepted Jesus, they're not coming to Jesus. They're not coming to church. They say, you're doing the same thing I'm doing, so why should I come to church? Why? Because they can't see your insides. They can't see us, but God can. God sees everything about us. See, the worldly way seems like it's the easy way, but it's really the worst way. Why? Because it leads to destruction. The Christian way seems like sometimes it's the most difficult way, but it's not. Why? Because it leads to life and life more abundantly. In the natural, it might seem like it's hard. The Christian life is hard. Well, life is hard whether you're Christian or not. I don't know about you, but it's for me and my house, we're going to choose the Lord's way. We're not perfect. We might miss the mark sometime, but we know how to look up, lift our eyes to the hills, which cometh our help. And our help cometh from the Lord. Y'all still with me? So the narrow gate, the narrow path, causes us to follow God's instructions, whether we can understand them or not. The Bible says his ways are above our ways, his thoughts are above our thoughts. So that means he knows some ways and some thoughts that I don't know. But if he tells us to do something, then we do it. Why? Because God said it. See, we have to realize, Christians, that it is not about us, but it's about him. It's about God. It's about Jesus. It's about him. So we have to surrender ourselves to him, make sacrifices to him. And I'm not talking about cutting our animals like they did back in the old days. I'm talking about we need to make sacrifices in our decision making, to serve God and not man. Not the world's way, not God, but God's way. Not man's standards, but God's standards. Y'all still with me? Amen. And listen to this. There are many people that you find on that wide, in that wide gate, that wide path, that wide road. And many people that we find on those roads, look, Christians, listen to this. They look like Christians. And guess what? In many cases, they are Christians. But they're on the wrong road. And because they're on the wrong road, they are following wrong doctrine. False doctrine. And that's why there are a lot of false pastors. That's why there are a lot of false prophets. That's why there are a lot of false apostles, evangelists, and teachers hanging around on the wide road or the wide gate, deceiving people. And people are following them just because they call themselves pastor, prophet, apostle, evangelist, and teacher. If they're on the wrong road, Christian, that's to tell you right there, there's something wrong. If they're not teaching the right doctrine, that's to tell you that maybe something is wrong. I might be on the wrong road because what's coming out of this person's mouth is not according to the word of God. And Jesus lists in the scriptures some of those people that he's talking about that's on the wrong road. Look at what he said here in the Matthew. Are you still in Matthew 7? See, we're not going all over the Bible today. Look at Matthew 7, what he said. He said in verse 14, he said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. He said in verse 13, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go therein. And then he tells us some of the people that hangs around on these wide gates. He says in verse 15, beware. Listen, false doctrine, false opinions, false instructions. Beware of false prophets. And listen, he's not just talking about prophets. He's talking about false people, false pastors, evangelists, teachers, apostles, prophets, Christians. All right. He said, beware of false prophets. Like I say, the Bible is so good, man. God tells us even how they come. Beware of false prophets which come to you in what? Sheep's clothing. Christians, I know y'all already know this, but help me. How do you know a dog is a dog? Okay. How do you know a cat is a cat? Well, that's what I'm looking for, based on what comes out of its mouth. Based on what comes out of his mouth, I mean, if you met a dog and a dog, roof, I mean, a horse, roof, roof, you better run away as fast as you can. And Jesus tells us how to recognize these false people. See, everybody wear a suit might not be. Everyone who wear a hat, a dress might not be. You know how people are, and you will know who they are based on what comes out of their mouth. And if what comes out of their mouth does not line up with the word of God, then they are false as false can be. And many people, because they go by what they see, forget what they hear. They are already deceived by what they see. And because they are already deceived by what they see, They're not even thinking about what they are hearing. And the Bible says that's how faith comes. Or how faith does not come. If you don't hear it, it don't come. But Jesus said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. If they're not bad, bad, it's not a sheep. I guess I did that right. I don't know. If they're not baying, they're not a sheep. Now, if they're baying 1 minute and barking the next, they're still not a sheep. He said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are what? Ravening wolves. Notice he didn't even say wolves. He said ravening wolves. You know what a ravening animal is? A ravening animal, and I know you all know, because you all are smarter than I am, but a ravening animal is an animal who is ferocious, he is hungry, and he is coming to tear you and us apart. Look like a sheep. They are extremely hungry, and they are hunting for a prey. That's what the Bible says. Satan comes in as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That word means to eat. Devour means to eat quickly. That's how it comes. People. And look at what else Jesus said about these people. He's not talking about animals. He's talking about people here. You shall know them by their what? Fruits. And then he gave examples. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? He said, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. He said, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. He says, wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. So whether they're on the narrow path or the wide road, you should still know who they are. I should still know who they are based on what comes out of their mouth. I say this all the time. My wife can tell you. I say, if you want to know, and she already know this, if you want to know who people are, when they talk, just listen to what they say. Jesus said, those who have ears to hear, let them do what? Hear. And I believe when he said that, most all of them on that mountain had ears. But he was talking about spiritual hearing. People would tell you all about themselves based on what that comes out of their mouth. Yeah, they can play that role for a while like they're an apple. But after a while, you realize they're just a rotten fruit. Just listen to what they say. Listen to what people say. Listen to what they say. Because they might say one thing today, 3 weeks later, they're going to say something totally different than what they said. What did they tell you right there? That person is a liar. They lie so much, they don't even remember what they told me 3 weeks ago. See, 1 plus 1 really does equal 2. And 2 plus 2 really equals 4. Okay, moving on. Y'all will get there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen. So, the fruit that comes out of a person's mouth must line up with the word of God. In other words, the fruit that comes out of a person's mouth must line up with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. I want you to go to Galatians chapter 5. I'm almost done for today. Galatians chapter 5. It must line up with the word. And I say all the time to people, and I say it to myself, If you follow the word, if we follow the word of God, we can't go wrong. Just follow what the word says. And if God is not revealing it to us through the word, he reveals it through divine revelation. Because the Bible tells us that God has revealed things to us by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to know who the Holy Spirit is. When most people think about the Holy Spirit, they think about speaking in tongues. Don't you know it's much more to the Holy Spirit than just speaking in tongues? We put limitations on him. We put limitations on God. Galatians chapter 5. I know many people know this, but I'm going to tell you again anyway. Look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long suffering, or patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Fruit of the Spirit. Good things, not bad things. People talking nice to you one day and then cursing you out the next, you need to get away from that person. You were different yesterday, I know, but this day is another day. I'll bless you again tomorrow, but today I'm going to curse you out. Yeah, get away. But yes, they claim to profess Jesus as Lord. See, when we accept Jesus, whether we can see it or not, a change happens on the inside. Now, we do not become perfect because there's much more. We will never be perfect until Jesus comes back. But we have to choose the right way to live, the right path. See, can't treat people any kind of way and say we're Christians. Because it's not true. Christians follow the life of Jesus. I never saw in the Bible anywhere where the Bible said Jesus cursed somebody out. Y'all ever seen that? He spread love. He talked to people about the goodness of God, about how to be saved, what they need to do, what his father said, not what he said. He never gave his opinion. He said, I speak what my father tells me to speak. In other words, he walked down the narrow road. He had a lot of people against him. See, when you're on the narrow, you have people against you. People who say they're with you, that they're really against you. And that's why we have to follow God's instructions. Y'all still with me? The fruit must lie. I tell people all the time. People, well, you know, I know the Lord. They line up with the word of God. See, that's what we have to ask ourselves. Well, guess what, Christians? How are we going to know if it lines up with the word if we don't spend any time in the word? See, contrary to unpopular belief, just showing up at church on Sunday is not good enough. Now, I'm glad you're here, but we have to get into the word of God during the week also, on our own. People say, well, Pastor Ron, you know, the King James is hard to read. Well, get you an NIV. Well, the NIV, well, get you an Amplified. Well, the Amplified is too, well, get you an NLT. New Living Translation. Don't you know that God, you know, because he know how people are. He know people always make excuses. There are millions of translations in the world. Just grab one and study it. But wait a minute. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because everything men say in the Bible might not be true. See, listen to this. Everything in the Bible is truly stated. But everything in the Bible is not a statement of truth. Oh, boy, I got people confused now. Everything in the Bible is truly stated. But everything in the Bible is not a statement of truth. Y'all cry. Pastor, you trying to say the Bible's not true? I didn't say the Bible wasn't true. I said everything in the Bible is truly stated. It means that someone said it. But everything in the Bible is not a statement of truth, meaning just because somebody says something, it doesn't mean God said it. The only reason I might as well finish it because I didn't start it. There's a man in the Bible. Okay, I got it. Amen. Part two next week, by the way. There's a man in the Bible named Job. And Job, the Bible says he loved God, he served God. And then the Bible says that God allowed Satan to tempt Job. Because Satan told God, well, the only reason why Job is serving you is because of you blessing him. You know? He said, but if you remove the covering from him, he will curse you to your face. God said, you know what? I'm going to allow you to do it, but don't put your hands on Job. I'm going to allow you to tempt him. So the Bible said, you know, Job lost this thing. Job lost this. He lost his cattle. He lost his family. And then the Bible said, Job said, y'all ready? He said, he blamed God for losing those things at first. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, he loved God. He didn't want to think that God did anything bad to him. He was in a state, you know, and he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Now, he didn't say it to be mean, but he was trying to justify why he lost the things he lost. He said, God did it. Well, how many know Job didn't tell the truth? Jesus never said, I came to take anything. He said, I came to give. He said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came to give life and give it more abundantly. See, what people don't understand is this. God is not killing anybody. God killed him. No, God didn't kill him. God killed Ananias and Sapphira. No, they gave up the ghost. See, that's another study I'm getting into, so I got to get away from it because I don't want to leave y'all confused. But God didn't take those things from Job. He gave those things away. Pastor, how can you say that? Well, in chapter 3, Job tells us. He said, this is what he said. You can read it when you get home. He said, the things that I greatly feared has come upon me. In other words, he said, I was not in safety, you know, yet trouble came. Well, God was his safety. But the Bible says that God did not give us the spirit of what? Fear. But a power, love, and a sound mind. The Bible tells us to cast all your cares, your worries, and anxieties on him, for he cared for you. See, the problem with Job was he worried about these things happening to him. And because he worried about them so much, because he was living in fear that those things were going to happen, that's why he lost those things. God didn't take them. So even when you go to a funeral, because some pastors don't study the word. They would sit there and tell the family, the Lord giveth and the Lord took your loved one away. And listen to this, Christians. I have met people in life, this is true, who have turned their back on God because they say God took their loved one away. See, the reason why people die today is because of sin. See, when Adam and Eve sinned, before they sinned, there was no death. But when Adam and Eve sinned, then came spiritual death, separation from God. And as a result of spiritual death came physical death. But when Jesus comes back to get me, and hope he come to get back, get you too, the Bible says that the last enemy destroyed is death. So that's why when Jesus come back, there would not be any more death. Because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, death and hell and Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire. See? That's why it's important for us to study the Word. Because if we don't study the words, there's so much knowledge that we're missing out on. See, we can't always go by what the pastors say, or what the prophets say, or what the evangelists say, or what the teachers say, or what the, who I leave out? The pastors say, pastors, apostles, evangelists, pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophets, and teachers. We can't always go by what they say. We need to find out if what they are saying aligns up with the word of truth. Because Jesus says in John chapter 8 that if we continue in the word, okay, then we are his disciples indeed. And if we continue in the word, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And the only way, stand to your feet, the only way we will know the truth is that we must travel on the narrow, straight path going through the straight gate. Because there are so many lies out there on the wide gate, the wide way. And that's the way that Jesus tells us to avoid. Why? Because it leads to destruction. Why? Because there are so many lies, so many opinions, so many different ways to maneuver around it. And we should be maneuvering in this life as Christians only one way. And that way is God's way. We should follow God's instructions. We should follow God's opinion of us, and we cannot be deceived by other people. Why? Because when we do, we're going to be led to destruction. And that's why so many people, talking about Christians as well, so many people are struggling in life today because they are doing things the way someone else told them to do it. Wow. Well, they say, they who? Well, my great-grandma, okay, you know, great-mama ain't talking about nobody's great-grandma, but hey, but you know, what did the Word of God say? Well, we did it like that before, regardless of how it was done before, what did the Word say? I must follow God's instructions. One of the instructions in the Bible tells us to meditate how often? Day and night. Can't wait till Sunday. I got to get into the word for myself. The Bible says in Luke 18:1, man shall always do what? Pray. God's way. I can't just wait till I want something and pray. Some people, man, you know, I don't know for sure, but you know, I know God knows everybody, but some people, I believe sometimes, no, I don't believe this, but let me just say it this way. What if sometimes many of us never pray and we are in a situation where we really need help? Now, we always need help, but we're in a situation where we realize, and we go to God and pray, in prayer. What if God would tell us, excuse me, what you say your name was? Because we don't communicate with him. So, now, what you say your name was again? What if God would do that to us? I'm just trying to help us. Because I mean, the word of God is for me also. I don't say anything that I haven't experienced or, you know, what the word says. If it's my opinion, I'll tell you my opinion. Ron chapter 2, verse 99. And how many of you know my opinion means nothing? It's what the word says. If we need to spend more time in it, you can go ahead and start playing. Because I don't want them to think I'm teaching a whole other sermon. See, if music is playing, they know I'm closing. Amen. Can you unmute his keyboard, please? Christians, I'm here to tell you, part two next week, you don't want to miss it. Jesus said, take the straight and narrow because it leads to life. Avoid the wide way because there are a lot of people traveling the wide way. And listen, once again, it may seem like the way to go, but it leads to destruction. I didn't get to it today, but I'm going to show you next week based on the word. How sometimes we put too much faith in our friends. And I'm going to show you a situation where an individual was taught by the friend, led by the friend, encouraged by the friend, and then the friend turned their back on him, King David, and tried to help someone else destroy David by playing on David's weaknesses. Friend! If the friend does not line up with the word, be careful. That's all I can say. I remember years ago, I'm closing with this, when we started Word of Knowledge Ministries in Germany in 1999, knew this guy, Christian guy. He's talking a good game. Smile on my face. Hey, Pastor, he was talking behind my back so bad. People would come tell me, man, this dude, man, he was talking about you, man. I said, really? He said, yeah. I never even confronted him. I never confront. Man, I heard you were talking about me. He said, what? I don't care. He's a little jealous guy. Yeah, that's fine. I never approached him. See, listen to this, Christians. I'm helping somebody. Somebody needs to hear this. Somebody, thank you, Jesus. And I'm closing. Listen to this. Whoever you are, don't worry about it. Don't try to go back and find out what they said. Because see, what's going to happen is this. When you go back and try to find out what they said, and then you hear that they said something else, it's going to make you feel worse. Let God handle it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You stay on the path of righteousness. Just tell them, when they bring it to you, tell them you don't want to hear anything else. Because Satan uses people to tear you down. And sometimes he uses your friend. Just tell you, I appreciate you sharing it with me, but I don't want to hear anything else about it. I'm good. Don't ask them. Don't wonder about it. Just let go and let God. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Amen? The narrow path. Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worth it.